This is Dr. Indigo dictating a disability physical for a claimant by the name of Ricardo David Cerda. Date of birth is August the 1st, 2003. Case ID number 3115183. Date of exam is 7/14/2022. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical information available for review prior to exam? Yes, medical records from a functional report dated 3/25/22 and a Victoria Rehab report dated 5/4/2021. Identifying information. This is an 18-year-old single male with no children who presented to my office with his mother for a disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of attention deficit hyperactive disorder / Noonan syndrome, comma, insomnia, comma, and possible fracture of bone secondary to scoliosis. The claimant is presently unemployed and states that he worked in 2020 a few times on a part-time basis, but has basically never worked. He lives in a house with his family, and he is presently not in college. He does have a high school diploma and did graduate from high school. Allegations number one, attention deficit hyperactive disorder / Noonan syndrome. Number two, insomnia. Number three, possible bone fracture secondary to scoliosis and his syndrome. History of allegations. Number one, attention deficit hyperactive disorder / Noonan syndrome. The claimant states that in 2010, he was having difficulties with decreased concentration and hyperactivity. The mother states that he was fighting with teachers, family members, and other students. He was very aggressive and a hyper in his classes. He was expelled from the school in the fifth grade, and his grades were very poor, most of his grades being D's and F's, along with a few C's. His mother states that he does fight with other siblings and friends, and however, was able to finish high school and receive a diploma. He was started on methylphenidate, 18 milligrams at noontime, which appears to be helping him. He also takes clonidine, 10 milligrams QHS. His condition at this time is stable, and it appears that the medication is working. Allegation number two, insomnia. The claimant's mother states that in 2000, the claimant was very anxious and hyper and had difficulty in sleeping. He was started on clonidine, 10 milligrams QHS, and has difficulty sleeping without the medication. His condition is better at this time and appears to be well treated. Allegation number three, possible fracture of bones secondary to his syndrome and scoliosis. The mother states that in 2014, he was diagnosed with poor bone formation and scoliosis. X-rays were performed to confirm his diagnosis, and the claimant appears to have a level scoliosis with a right large hump on the right side of his back. He is presently receiving growth hormone secondary to his height, being somewhat short for his age. His symptoms include warmth, comma, pain and stiffness, comma, increased pain with cold, damp weather and pain that he feels daily. His limitations include being able to walk one block, comma, stand for 1 hour, comma, climb two flights of stairs, comma, squat and bend over to pick up clothes. He is right-handed dominant and is able to write, comma, use a coffee cup, comma, use a skillet, comma, sweep a room, comma, button his clothes and lift approximately 20 pounds above his head. He is unable to open up a jar top. He has no assistive devices that he uses at this time, and his physician is Dr. Carlos Medrano. At the present time, he takes ibuprofen, 200 milligrams, once a day. PRN is needed for pain. The only physical activity he does is walking around the house outside, but he does not participate in any sports secondary to his condition. Family history. Father is 50 years and has diabetes mellitus. His mother is 52 and has a heart murmur, anxiety, comma, depression, comma, and a brother with muscular dystrophy. The mother states that he recently passed away. Medications, clonidine, 10 milligrams, QHS, methylphenidate, 18 milligrams, QD, at noontime. Medical problems. Noonan syndrome, attention deficit hyperactive disorder, insomnia, comma, gastritis, comma, fractured bones, possibility, comma. However, the claimant states he has not fractured any bones. Scoliosis, comma. Major surgeries, none. Social history, tobacco, the claimant denies any history of smoking. Alcohol, the claimant denies any history of alcohol abuse. The claimant denies any delirium tremors or seizure disorder. Substance abuse, the claimant denies any use of marijuana, comma, cocaine, comma, crack, comma, heroin, comma, or any IV drug abuse. Communicable diseases, the claimant denies any history of hepatitis, comma, HIV, comma, or any sexually transmitted diseases. Physical examination, temperature is 97.8 Fahrenheit, weight 109 pounds, height 5 feet 1.5 inches, BP 119 over 84 mmHg, heart rate 62 beats per minute, respiration 12 respirations per minute, BMI 21. General. This is an 18-year-old male who appears to be his stated age and is in no acute distress. He appears to be very calm and respectful and presented with his mother for a disability evaluation. He appears to be a fairly reliable historian who presented to my office for a disability examination for his condition. Could you please drop down to H-E-E-N-T? Down to the last two sentences. Visual acuity was mildly abnormal. Confrontational visual fields were grossly normal. Snellen vision, OD uncorrected, is 20/40. Pinhole is 20/30. OS uncorrected is 20/40. Pinhole is 20/40. Binocular uncorrected is 20/40. The claimant does have glasses, but he doesn't wear them. Could you please drop down to abdomen after the last sentence. The claimant does have a right curve hump scoliosis and possible level scoliosis. However, he appears to be able to function well with that condition. Could you please drop down to muscular skeletal? After the last paragraph, the claimant was noted to have swan-like deformity of his fingers when he is in full extension of his fingers. However, he is able to make a full fist, pinch, opposed fingers, and his grip strength is +5/5. Could you please drop down to after neurological exam? X-rays of the right hand, no acute findings. X-rays of the left hand, no acute findings. Functional capacity, based on the current examination, the claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is unrestricted. He is able to lift, carry, and handle medium to small to medium-sized objects. He hears and speaks well. There is evidence of joint deformity, bone and tissue destruction, secondary from a level scoliosis of his back, and also a swan-like deformities of his fingers in extension. However, he has normal function of his hands. He is able to heel, toe, and tandem walk. There is normal grip strength bilaterally. His ability to reach, handle, finger, and feel is unrestricted. On examination, the claimant shows no evidence of muscle wasting or fatigue. The claimant has no limitations in his visual field, but minor limitations in his visual acuity, which has been corrected with glasses. However, the claimant does not like to wear his glasses. He is able to communicate fairly well without limitations, but does have some restricted limitations in his workplace environment, secondary to level sclerosis and hyperactive attention deficit disorder. Probable diagnoses: number one, hyperactive attention deficit disorder / Noonan syndrome - appears to be treated at this time and well controlled. The claimant had a normal physical exam. Number two, insomnia being treated with medications appears to be better controlled at this time. Number three, possible fractures, which have not occurred at this time. The claimant does have a somewhat prominent scoliosis of the back, which appears to be stable, and he has otherwise a normal physical exam. This is the end of the dictation for a patient by the name of Ricardo David Sedna.